And welcome to Yoga Business Bootcamp, where yoga meets business. My name is Amanda Kingsmith, and I am going to be your host throughout this podcast series. I am so excited to take you through a series of conversations around best practices for your yoga business. And at the end of each episode, I hope that you leave feeling educated and ready to elevate your yoga business. Now, on to the episode. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Yoga Business Bootcamp. My name is Amanda, and I will be your host for this episode of the podcast. I am so excited that you've decided to join me today for the episode. And before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to quickly note that we have finished up with the 12 modules that are in Yoga Business Bootcamp. And so before we dive into today's topic, I just wanted to talk quickly about the full modules and the full program in general. So if you know for sure that's not something you're interested in, you can just skip ahead a couple of minutes. Or if you want to hear a little bit more, absolutely tune in and listen a little bit. So basically what my intention or idea with creating this podcast was being able to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what the program is like. And I've created it very strategically. I think it covers a lot of the things that you need to know to create, expand, and grow your yoga business. And one of the things that I hear from people quite often is, you know, this isn't important, or I don't need this, or you know, having a great resume doesn't actually matter, or having a great website doesn't matter. Like, I just need teaching classes. And that's not true, in my opinion. I think that in an industry where it's super, super saturated, it's really important to make sure that you have all your different things organized so that people can really understand who you are and what you offer. So I want to give you two different examples of yoga teachers. So say there's yoga teacher A. We're not going to name yoga teacher A. It's just yoga teacher A. It's a yoga teacher who's been teaching for 7 years. And yoga teacher A has lots of, you know, in-class experience, has taught at lots of different studios, has lots of trainings, but they don't have a great resume. They don't have a teaching demo video, but of course they can perform once they're in the studio, in the space. They don't have a website and they're not really on social media. Maybe they have an account, but they don't really use it very much. So when they send this cold call email into the inbox, it's very jam-packed full of other things that other people want. They just look like kind of meh. Even though they have all this awesome information and they are obviously a really great educated teacher, they look just kind of like average. Let's take yoga teacher B on the other hand. Yoga teacher B has taken their yoga business seriously. They only have 3 years of teaching experience, but they've done their education. They've created a great resume. So it's PDF form. It's beautiful colors, matches their brand. They attach a teaching demo video so you can see what they're like right off the get-go. They have a website where you can go check out their offerings and their philosophies on yoga and all that other great stuff. And they type a really awesome email selling themselves as a yoga teacher. So as a studio owner / studio manager who's busy, in your inbox, who is more attractive to you? And maybe it's teacher A for you because of experience, but for me, it's teacher B. It is somebody who, even though they have less experience, they've cultivated a brand for themselves and they know how to sell themselves and they're entrepreneurial minded. And they're the type of teacher who are going to bring in students to my studio. It's not just about you being an employee for that studio. It's about how you can mutually benefit that studio, not only with great teachings, but also with bringing new students in and bringing people who are going to want to come back for classes. And so that's one of the main reasons why you really want to think about your yoga business. And so what I really want to touch on today is why business and spirituality can mix. It's this thing that people consistently say, like, it just doesn't mix. It doesn't mix to ask for money. It doesn't mix to do sales. And I mean, we've talked about this. You guys know that you can absolutely sell without being the greasy salesman. But what I want to talk about is how you can actually bring business to yoga as opposed to bringing yoga to business. And I did a really great episode of MBO, my other podcast, Mastering the Business of Yoga, with Paloma Newman from Rock Your Yoga Retreat, and it came out yesterday. And she talked about this concept, and it's one that I want to borrow and talk about today. So I love the idea of blending yoga and business, but why don't we shift to bringing the yoga practice into business? So why are we thinking about how these business practices need to be businessy? You know, speak your language as a yogi. Make sure it's authentic to you. Make sure that you can still live your truth while practicing business. I think that we kind of get this idea that business is about screwing people over and taking their money and trying to sell them things that they don't want. But that's not what business is. Business is just a word to describe the interactions that happen every day. So when you go into the studio and you teach a class and you receive financial compensation, business is happening. That business has happened whether or not you like to think about it or not. So instead of thinking about how, oh, business is yucky, I don't want this business thing, why don't you shift to how can I bring my yoga into my business? So when I say this, I mean that in all your interactions, it's thinking about how you can live your yoga and how your yoga can be a part of your business. So there is a difference between at the end of class, you know, people come out of Shavasana, you thank them so much, you say you om, you say namaste, and then you say, you know, if you enjoyed today's practice, I have a workshop coming up next month. We're really going to dive deep into this. And if you have any questions about it, stay after class and just ask me. Does that feel icky? Does that feel salesy? Does that feel like you're shoving somebody's head, you know, into your sales funnel or forcing them to take your workshop? To me, it doesn't. It just feels like a gentle offering. Like, I've opened this door for you. If you want to pass through, you're welcome to. And if you don't, you don't have to. And then you don't bring it up again. That's a way that you can be bringing yoga into business. So you are authentic, you are honest, you are truthful, but you're still be practicing these things of business, these principles of business to grow your student base, to grow your offerings. And so with everything that you do, I want you to really think about, you know, how can I lead authentically? How can I manifest the things I want? How can I make sure that I stay within the spiritual side of yoga while being able to make a sustainable income? And really dive into it. Really understand what your principles, what your morals, what your values are, and really get clear on what is holding you back from offering those things. Is it because you feel like you're not worthy of making that money? Is it because you feel guilty making that money? Is it because you feel like you're forcing your people? Is it because you feel like you're being pushy? Really get clear on it, because I think that a lot of the things that we struggle with the business side of yoga is more about kind of the inner battles that we're facing as opposed to the actual business. So what I want you to take away from this is that you can blend business and spirituality, that you can really make these things happen for yourself in your business without being icky or gross. And that at the end of the day, you really need to get clear on what feels good for you, what doesn't, what's going to make you feel excited and inspired, and what's going to make you feel like not so good, because we all know that feeling. So you want to identify when that feeling pops up. Like, when do I not feel good about something that I did? Well, it sucks when you lie about something. It sucks when you tell somebody that they're going to get something that they actually don't get out of it. That is absolutely not something that feels good. And so just living with integrity with everything that you do and really bringing your yoga into your business. So I would love for all of you to sit down with your journals and just journal about this concept. Get clear on what is holding you back from really thriving with your business. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, or anything that you want to talk about around that, definitely send me an email at info@mbmyoga.com. Welcome to join Yoga Business Badasses. We welcome those types of discussions, and I would love for you to be in the supportive community where you could talk a little bit more about something that you're struggling with. And as always, if you feel like diving into Yoga Business Bootcamp, you can join me at mbmyoga.com/yogabusinessbootcamp, or you can head on over to yogabusinessbootcamp.com. teachable.com to access all of the different offerings. And since we've launched the podcast, there's a brand new offering up on Yoga Business Bootcamp. It's called the Yoga Teacher Toolbox, and it's only $24. It's our cheapest offering outside of the free course, which is Intro and Intentions module. And basically, it gives you all the resources for Yoga Business Bootcamp all in one place. So if you've been feeling like, oh, I could really use this, but I'm just not at a place where I can afford it right now, you can purchase the much, much more affordable module and get all of the different resources. So that means workbooks, checklists, everything from every module is in there. You just don't get the videos and actually walking through things, but you still get the workbooks, which will really help you accelerate your career. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of the podcast. To find out more, head on over to mbomyoga.com/yoga-business-bootcamp. You can also find us on YouTube at www.mbomyoga.com/YouTube. You can join us on social media at Mastering the Business of Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. And you can join our private Facebook community called Yoga Business Badasses. As always, all links are always found on the website. Once again, thanks for joining me, and namaste.